This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify? Apple Podcasts? Doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that. And almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com and their online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning, thinking about
the wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
By the way, when I was 8, I wasn't even that enchanted by E.T. I don't know why. First of all, because he looked like a piece of dried out beef jerky. I'm just to fall in love with this thing. Even Spielberg in those early meetings should have been like, this burnt roadkill, this is our guy? I was thinking of like a Tickle Me Elmo. This guy's literally made of crow's feet, his whole body. It's impossible. And he's like, he's so dry. And I get, when you fly, it dries you out. I get it. I fly to Arizona, it's 1 hour, I'm dry, I get it. This kid's like, I mean, steps out of that spaceship, let's roll him around in some Nivea. That's the first order of business.
May 21st, 2025. It's the wake up call. Gavin, Katie, and Kevin. Some very timely jokes from David Spade this morning. Really cranking out the ET material.
Oh, is that what he was talking about?
Yeah. You remember that movie from 42 years ago?
Well, however, it is David Spade.
Gotta say, that movie still slaps. My daughter, you know how kids like go through phases where they're really into something and then they just move on from it?
Yeah.
It makes you sad almost a little bit as a parent when you're like, oh, you don't want to watch fill in the blank again or listen to this song. My daughter went through a real ET phase.
Interesting.
Yeah, I thought so too. And it kind of, you know what, it tracks for her because it's a kid.
It's weird.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's dark.
Yeah.
Like there's a monster, you know, like that's all the kind of stuff that Zoe likes.
Yeah.
Still for kids. But like if she had the option of watching Alien, like I'll bet she'd be
love it.
She'd be like, oh, dad, watch this. This is where the baby comes out of his chest.
Or like Predator. She'd be like, I love his hair.
Yeah. I like the Predator. You know why? She has long. She'd assume she's a she.
Of course.
She has long hair.
Long hair.
And big, beautiful lips.
Yes.
If you didn't know. She doesn't. She has two mouths.
106.5 The End.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
So this is coming from a request here in Sacramento, but it's for a brother who lives and works in Las Vegas. And what perfect timing, because EDC just ended. Katie, you know what EDC is, right?
Yeah, Electric Daisy Carnival.
That's it. It's a big EDM show. So it ended. So I came in just as it was ending, and I'm Cannon with a K, calling the hotel of a girl who I hooked up with, but I don't remember her name.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hi, thanks for calling the... This is Evan. How can I help you?
Hey, bro, what's up? First of all, my name is Cannon. I think it's important for you and I to establish a human connection. What is your name again?
Hi, Cannon. My name is Evan. What can I do for you?
What's up, my Evan? Okay, so I was in town for EDC, and it was lit, of course. And things went really well for me, and I ended up at your establishment, and I was there upon request from a special lady that I met at the show who brought me back to her room and we made sex, okay? So the problem is, though, I don't remember her name. And I'm sure she's not there anymore, but I need her name. I need to find a way to, you know, get in touch with her, and right now I can't. So I remember the room number. I definitely remember the floor. So, could you do me a favor and hop on your computer and give me that information? I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, sir, I can totally sympathize with your situation, but
okay,
unfortunately...
Okay, good. Okay, cool. Yeah, so let me know when you want that information.
Yes, I of course, but unfortunately, I can't give out our guest information.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
I had a feeling that you were going to say something like that, and
yeah.
I think that there is probably a loophole that you could probably access for situations of love.
of love.
Or lovemaking.
Yeah, I mean,
or lovemaking.
Yeah, I get it, but I'm so sorry. It's against company policy. We can't give out guest information.
Okay, all right, that's cool. So what if I told you that I didn't need her name so much as, like, you just gave me, like, her credit card number?
Oh yeah.
Because I could probably track her down from that. I know a guy.
I really can't. I'm sorry. Gonna be a
okay,
nice memory
right.
for you, sir.
My Evan, let's just talk for a second, okay? Because this girl, you know, Cannon dates above his pay grade 100% of the time, you know, and this girl was way above my pay grade, like above what I normally bang. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, I'm glad that makes sense, because I didn't want to have to explain it, because I'm not sure, you know, how religious you are or anything like that.
Mr. Cannon, I mean,
It's just Cannon. Mr. Cannon was my dad.
Okay, Cannon, I would really love to help, but I can't. There's nothing I can do. It's out of my hands.
Well, I think we're being hasty here, Evan. Let's just go back, okay?
No,
because you don't understand. This girl did things that I didn't know that people could do. So I want to marry this girl. I want to make her my forever canon, you know?
Yeah, but you know what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, kind of a thing, you know?
No, but now, see, now you're messing with fate, and you're throwing me slogans and mottos, and what about, you know, the slogan and motto, help thy fellow man, and I'm a man, and listen, man to man, you know, be a bro.
I don't think that's a slogan. I think you're just saying that.
Well, it was room 524.
Okay.
Brown hair.
I have no idea.
Big cheeks.
Okay. Is there anything else I can do for you?
And big cheeks.
Okay, Cannon, thank you. I'm going to go.
No, hold on. Let me tell you one more thing. Evan, none of this has been real. This is Gavin from the Wake Up Call, which is a morning radio show on 106.5 The End in Sacramento, where your sister lives, and she wanted me to phone scam you. It's a prank phone call.
No way.
She said you would have a lot of fun with this premise.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Yeah, that was that was something else.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam at endonline.com. Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
And you call 916-909-1065 to play Married Name Upgrade Downgrade. And you tell us your maiden name. You tell us your married name. We'll tell you which one is better. But more importantly, we'll tell you why. And sometimes things are very serious and very urgent on Married Name Upgrade Downgrade,
okay,
as they are with Maya. Good morning, Maya.
Good morning.
All right. Now, the reason
what is the urgency?
She's getting married this Sunday.
Maya, you waited too long. Let's get serious.
What is your name right now?
Maya Polis.
Polis?
Polis?
Polis.
Polis.
Maya Polis.
Okay.
That sounds like something that killed a lot of kids in like 1910.
Yeah, it does. It's like, okay, so we've got our measles, we've got our rubella, we've got our Maya Polis. Okay. And what could you marry into?
Okay. It's going to be a huge transition.
Oh, boy.
Maya Pol.
We're just knocking the end syllable off?
We're getting rid of the...
The us.
That's so from Maya Polis to Maya Pol. Maya Pol's a better name. It's not still not a great name, but Maya Pol,
I'm gonna tell you you're wrong.
You really?
Okay, do you guys have kids yet?
Maya Pol.
No.
You cannot have a daughter whose last name is Pol.
Why?
I went to high school with a girl named Pol that had a last name Pol.
And nobody called her a stripper.
Nobody made fun of her.
In rural Pennsylvania.
Monica Pol.
Everybody had just, okay.
Monica Pol was
fine. We're thinking about calling our child Tad. Tad Pol. Just kidding.
Okay. Oh, she's got jokes. Okay. I don't think Pol's an upgrade.
Polis. Maya Polis.
Polis.
I don't like either. I gotta be honest.
I hate both. I'm so sorry, Maya.
We don't like either
okay,
name.
Okay, Polis Pol. Okay, what if we hyphenated just for goof so we were Maya Polis Pol?
Okay. I know.
It doesn't sound good, but it's funny and fun to say.
I'm gonna agree with Katie and say it's a downgrade, not by a lot, but neither name's great.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Maya.
Sorry,
it's just,
Maya. But congratulations.
Good luck.
Okay.
Yeah. I love that you're getting married, and we wish you all the luck in the world for that. And let's talk to Laura. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
What is your maiden name, Laura?
My maiden name is Hempy, H-E-M-P-Y.
Hempy.
Hempy, like
Laura
hemp?
Hempy.
Yeah.
Kind of close to Humpy.
It's very close to Laura Humpy. Did you get that?
Yeah.
You did.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, all right. I mean, it's got to be an upgrade. What is your married name?
Well, I might disagree with you there. Married name is Wilcox. W-I-L-C-O-C-K.
Wilcox? You're Laura Humpy Wilcox? Come on.
It's not Wilcox. It's Wilcox.
Oh, it's just one. Thank God. She's a lady.
Yeah.
Okay, Laura Humpy Wilcox. Oh, boy.
Well,
oh, boy.
No, this is one where we cannot hyphenate no matter what.
No, we can't.
Although,
Laura Humpy Wilcox is the biggest bitch in your HOA. And
you
can't just call her Lori Wilcox.
No, okay? It's Laura.
Or, excuse me, Laura Wilcox. She goes, it's Humpy Wilcox.
Yeah. It's an upgrade, but
it
barely.
It is an upgrade, but I can't completely say. I'm going to say Wilcox sounds like more common. I'm used to hearing it more. That's the only reason it's an upgrade.
And I mean, we have to move on because I'm worried we're going to violate the FCC saying your
fair
name.
Enough,
Let's
enough.
Do one more. Do you want to talk to Juliana, Emily, or Kelsey?
You choose.
I'm going to talk to Kelsey.
Okay.
Good morning, Kelsey.
Good morning.
All right, what's your maiden name?
Bullock.
Bullock, like Sandy?
Spelled different, but pronounced the same.
It's perfect. Fine by me.
Kelsey Bullock's a great name.
Kelsey Bullock.
You sound like an anchor woman.
Oh, yeah. And I'm Kelsey Bullock with the news.
And that's your Sunday. I'm Kelsey Bullock.
Yes.
I love it. All right.
And Bullock's I love it, too.
What is your married name?
McGrath.
Kelsey McGrath. It's fine. It sounds like a country singer.
Yeah.
And like everybody used to love her, but then she married Morgan Wallen.
She made some weird political statements, and they were...
Well, marrying Morgan Wallen is a weird political statement.
That's true. I don't know how you could get away from Kelsey Bullock.
Kelsey Bullock's incredible. And that's a real shame that he did that to you.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Ian.
Ian Bullock's a great name.
I don't like it.
It's then better than Ian McGrath? No, Ian McGrath feels good. He sounds like a baseball player.
Yeah, it feels really good to say. Just an all-American guy I guess with a twinkle in his eye.
You guys probably never should have gotten married.
Right. How do you feel about divorce?
Oh my kids are in the car. Just kidding, kids.
Mom and dad will love for 1,000 years.
Yeah, it'll never. No one gets divorced.
Right.
All right. Downgrade, but congratulations on not getting divorced, I guess. And that was married.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Name upgrade, downgrade.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
She has really been on a roll. We got to start testing her.
For what?
Performance enhancing drugs. That's what for.
Yeah.
All right. Today you're playing Chase from Vacaville, known far and wide as a trivia expert. Isn't that right, Chase?
Expert, maybe.
I knew it.
I love the confidence. All right. Actually, I was wrong about the jackpot. It's actually $140 today. Katie is leaving the studio, and I got five questions dealing with news and pop culture. You ready to play, Chase?
Yes.
Here we go. Question one. A prison break in New Orleans resulted in 10 inmates, some murderers, to get away. Only a few of them have been arrested, but one of the people arrested is a maintenance worker for the prison who helped them escape by shutting off the water to a toilet. Spell the word maintenance.
M-A-I-N-T-E-N-A-N-C-E.
Question two. Actor George Wendt passed away in his sleep at the age of 76. He played Norm on one of the best sitcoms of all time, Cheers. What was the spinoff show for Cheers that was also extremely successful?
Oh.
3 seconds. Three, two.
No, I don't know.
All right. Question three. The 2028 Olympics will feature football for the first time, almost. It's flag football, but it was unclear if the NFL would allow any of their players to compete. But the NFL just announced that they would clear NFL players to try to win medals in flag football. What city is hosting the 2028 Olympics?
Los Angeles.
Question four. There's a game show coming to NBC that will be a first of its kind, and it's called Win Win. The show will feature a huge jackpot players compete for. However, people watching at home and playing on a corresponding app can also win the same jackpot. That's cool. What game show featured the phone a friend option?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
And question five, Selena Gomez is collabing with Oreo cookies in the wake of the mega successful Post Malone collab. Oh my God, the Post Malone Oreos. Kevin, are they not like the best?
They're so good.
They're so good. They're so good.
Caramel. Mm.
Selena's flavor will be horchata,
Ooh. Which
is a chocolate cinnamon flavor. I'm on board with that. If each pack sells for $4.75 and you buy five of them, what's your total?
Oh, he's doing the math.
3 seconds.
153.
Three.
Lots
two.
Of carry.
25. 75.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. I know the pressure's tough on there, Chase. What do you do for a living?
I'm actually a maintenance worker.
No, get out of here.
Yes.
That's hysterical. All right, so let me ask you, as a maintenance worker,
could you bail anybody out of jail?
Could you help somebody
get out
of jail?
Could you help somebody escape?
No.
No, you don't think you could. No.
Does he know what we're talking about?
That was one of the questions.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
That's why
he
said I'm actually a maintenance worker. Oh, you weren't in here for that. Yeah. Yeah. All right, cool, Chase. I'm gonna put you on hold. And now Katie plays. Let's see how she does. Question one, just like what we were talking about with that prison break in New Orleans, 10 inmates escaped.
Yeah.
Some of them are killers.
Man, they were sassy about it too. They wrote on the wall that they escaped. You made it too easy.
Ooh, what?
Yep.
And some of them have been arrested. Some of them haven't. And the maintenance worker for the prison is one of the people arrested. Do you know what he did?
I don't.
He shut the water off to a toilet.
That's right.
So they could remove the toilet.
That's right.
Crazy. Yeah. Spell the word maintenance.
M-A-I-N. Maintenance.
3 seconds.
I-N-A-C-E. Nope. No, God damn it.
That's okay. All right. Well,
I know I'm missing letters. Shut up. Everybody
M-A-I-N-T-E-N.
I know.
A-N-C-E.
Maintenance. Yeah, I know.
Question two. Actor George Wendt passed away.
I know.
He was Norm.
Yeah.
On one of the best sitcoms of all time, where everybody knows your name, Cheers. What was the spinoff show for Cheers that was also extremely successful?
Frasier?
That is correct. Yes, Frasier. There were actually two others.
Were there?
But they were not successful. Yeah. Question three. 2028 Olympics is going to feature flag football. But it was unclear if the NFL would allow any of their players to compete in the Olympics. But the NFL announced that they would clear NFL players to try to win medals in flag football.
Flag football.
Yeah, I don't know why we don't do just real football.
Right.
But
maybe because other countries don't play it.
Do they play flag football?
Maybe.
I don't know. Flag football for me, it's like...
Feels like what your son does.
It's just stamina and agility. It's not football. It's just, I don't know. Anyway, what city is hosting the 2028 Olympics?
LA.
LA. Yeah. Question four. There's a game show coming to NBC that's going to be pretty exciting called Win Win. It's going to feature players competing for a big jackpot. However, people watching at home who are playing along on the app can also win the big jackpot. So people on the game show get to win.
Is that new? And I feel people, like we've done this before.
I can't think of a show where that's happened. What game show featured the phone a friend option?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yes. Yes. And question five, Selena Gomez is collabing with Oreo and they're going to make horchata flavored Oreos.
Okay.
Yum, 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 yum. You don't like horchata?
No.
Think about how good it would be, Kevin, to take Selena Gomez's Oreos and dip them in milk and then drink the milk. It'd be like horchata. Oh,
that sounds so good.
Too much cinnamon.
Yum, 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 yum. If each pack sells for $4.75 and you buy five of them,
okay,
what's your total?
$23.75.
Oh my God.
What?
Wow.
Okay.
Application, babies.
I think Smarter Than Katie is helping you learn math finally.
Okay, I've always known the multiplication tables because Mrs. Tweedy in fourth grade was great at teaching it in a way that stuck into my brain. So
and you know what? If that's true, I get credit.
I teach her. I'll tell her. I'll get her on Facebook right now.
I am teacher. Chase, final score. You got three, but Katie got four.
Oh, my God.
Katie wins yet again.
She's on fire.
She is on fire. Chase, what is it that you have to tell us?
Today, I'm not as smart as Katie.
No, not today.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake-up call.
Now it's time for part one, a fun delivered on the wake-up call. We had a fun delivered live at Cache Creek Casino and Resort, and we want to thank everybody who showed up. We had people that drove an hour to go to that, and it was standing room only.
It was
great.
Such a fun crowd. It made us realize, A, we need to do this again.
Yep.
B, the crowd really makes it.
Yes.
Because it's fun for if you're a good time Charlie and a good time gal, this is for you.
It's 100% for you. There was a couple that was there, two ladies, and the one lady was the huge fan of the show, but her wife or girlfriend was the star of Fun Delivered Live.
Her name was Kate. It was almost against her, it wasn't even her choice to be fully involved. It just happened to her.
Because, like, the way that it worked was if your name got picked, you got to come up on stage and then you got to play Fun Delivered. Pick out, which we're about to do in just a minute, pick out something from Fun Delivered and Undelivered, unopened package. And then after you opened it, someone from the audience could steal it. And
the next person that got called up.
And Kate's kept getting stolen, so Kate had to keep getting back on stage to pick something out. It was so much fun.
People were chanting her name.
Yes, it was great. So thank you to everybody who showed up. Woodland, Elk Grove really showed up. It was a lot of fun, and we will do it again. But now, we're going to go into our Fun Delivered box, which does not have a lot in it. So pickings are slim, Kevin. Why don't you go over there and make your way and start it off. The Fun Delivered girls at the company headquarters in Florida, they know we're running low. They're putting another big box together. They're going to ship it out to us. All right, there's not a lot to pick from. He's got three things in his hand. That seems a little excessive.
One of the things that was chosen when we did Fun Delivered Live.
Oh, yeah, we should tell people what
was a, I guess, soldering iron, but
We thought it was a soldering iron.
It was like a brander. A brander, yes. And it was for a company called Sausage.com.
MountAngelSausage.com. Yep. Yeah. That was the brand that came. I guess they stamp it on every sausage.
Very specific.
Katie, why don't you go over and pick something out? Other things that we got, what kicked off Fun Delivered was a guy who opened a box which looked like Kobe sneakers. And thank God that Katie's fashionable boyfriend was there to tell us right away that they were indeed fake. Took him 2 seconds to say those are not real sneakers. But at the time, all of us in the room were like, what? Kobe sneakers! There was an advent calendar that was open. There were Nightmare Before Christmas ornaments.
There was weird a basketball.
There was weird handmade clothes for twin girls.
Oh, yeah. But then there were really good travel duffel bags. Those were a hot item.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what people kept stealing. And then there was one person. Oh, remember Sarah, but we kept calling her Sauna?
Yeah.
She was great.
She was so hilarious.
All right. So let's quickly describe our packages so we can get to part two. I picked a very rectangular box.
Okay.
When you shake it, it's...
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like... Oh, I regret it. It sounds
Why?
Like...
it. Sounds like puzzle pieces.
I hope it sounds like parts. Like
it parts, sounds like it's like some kind of part or something.
So mine is definitely clothes. And it says size 14 to 28. That's
it says it on the outside of the package?
Yeah.
It's too big for you.
Thank you.
Kevin, describe
mine's
yours.
It's square. It feels like clothing as well.
Hold it up. Oh, it's small, though.
Uh-huh.
If that's clothing, that's like panties.
Ooh, I hope you get panties.
All right, well, we're going to take a break. We're going to play some music, and then we're going to come back with part two of Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. You don't want to miss it. Don't go.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air.
What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Anywhere.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Time for us to play part two of Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. This is the really fun one. If you missed part one, we recapped Fun Delivered live. But also, we described our packages. Mine's a rectangle. And when I shake it, I'm worried that it's because it sounds like it's filled with a bunch of parts, which is that's not exciting.
It could be pens.
Oh,
I don't know. It's an interesting shaped box, though, because it's a long rectangle. So what do you got?
Did you cut yours open?
No. I'll take care of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Kevin, go.
Okay. Mine was a gray square type of vibe. It's fabric. Oh, Katie.
It's small.
What?
Wait, are you opening it already?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Oh, okay.
What? Okay, something pink.
Yeah, I think you were right. They are panties.
They're
no,
panties!
It's not panties. It's not panties. It's definitely not panties.
What?
Oh!
What that is?
It's to make you sit up straight.
No, wait, is that not what it is?
I think so.
Describe it. It's a pink harness. It forces your shoulders back to have good posture.
Yeah, but there's a, okay.
Kevin, you could use this. Your posture's not good, Kevin.
Excuse me.
Go. Do you think you've got good posture?
Let me try this.
Okay, here, hold on. I have to help you.
We're trying it on. If you want to see any of this, you can always text the word fun.
Why is this so tight?
Fun. Ah! F-U-N to 916-909-1065. It's a little small for
there's
you, too.
A very skinny hunchback girl who didn't get this. And that is so sad.
Oh, God. I keep getting bad things.
Well, bad. Hey, bad is in the eye of the beholder.
Beholding, it's bad.
This one seemed to be a back thing. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, I guess.
All right. Katie, would you like to go next?
Yes. Now, all right. This says on the outside, size 14 to 28. Don't put my size on the outside.
Yeah,
the
it
thing.
Seems crazy to put the right. size on the outside.
Okay. It is a piece of... Okay.
What is... We're playing Fun
it's
Delivered.
It's a sassy right? top... It is a very sassy top for a plus size gal.
Wow.
And it's got animal print on the sleeves.
It sure does.
White, blue, orange, and green.
Is that would you call that a cheetah print?
I would call it a cheetah print. And it is a burnt, or the rest of it is burnt orange. And it's got some buttons. They do unbutton so you can show your big boobies.
What an ugly shirt.
It's terrible.
I've never seen a shirt that ugly.
It's only a 2XL.
I don't, for a man, is it possible that that's, yeah, toss
okay.
it over here. If you've never texted fun to fun delivered, this might
no,
be the one.
No, don't text fun to fun delivered. Text it to 916-909-1065.
That's what I meant to say. Oh my God.
How does it feel?
It feels soft.
Yeah. Oh, it fits you very well.
Look how ugly this is.
It's hideously
this
ugly.
This is the ugliest shirt anybody's ever seen.
You. White, navy blue, olive green, burnt orange, and I think gray.
But the sleeves are a completely different pattern than the rest of the shirt. It looks like I've got sleeve tattoos that were just a terrible decision. I'm going to go now.
Good. Keep that on.
We're playing Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. Again, you can text the word FUN, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065. So first of all, I was right. Whatever it is comes with a teeny tiny screwdriver, teeny tiny screws, a teeny
good.
Tiny like
tweezers,
and then some sort of strap. And then here's the actual thing.
Okay.
And I don't know... Upgrade audio strap clip adjuster. I don't know what this is.
What is that?
That is trash. That is worse than the toys you get in a Kinder Egg.
Yes!
That's what it looks like.
And you have to put it together like a Kinder Egg toy.
Yeah, and it is, imagine two pieces of plastic.
Right?
I think it is a part... to the a mic stand for like podcasting.
Let me see.
I don't even know how it could be. But you know what?
On the box, it shows where that specific piece.
Oh, no. This is a VR thing.
What's a VR?
It says right here, virtual global reality. Cluster VR experience.
So it goes to your VR headset?
Yes.
Somehow. I don't know how.
All right. Look, this is what it looks like.
I don't care. I'm furious. This is how bad it is. It's worse than a perfect posture strap.
Yeah.
That's how bad. It's worse than the ugliest shirt ever made.
Wow.
It's so true.
I clearly lost.
No, you lost bad. It's okay. Hey.
I'm so mad.
Did you break it? I need it for my VR.
There's two.
One for each side.
Yeah, they're for each side, stupid.
If you want to see any of this, you text in FUN, F-U-N, to 909-1065. Oh, God.
1065, the end.
The Wake Up Call.
All right, so Katie was in the car, and she saved the day. She saved the day. She was a hero.
Yeah.
However, apparently, this was not enjoyed in the moment. She was not alone. She was a passenger. The person driving the car is joining us on the phone now. This is D'Lo from ESPN and KSFM and Katie's boyfriend. Good morning, D'Lo.
So, to be clear, she portrayed herself as a hero in this story?
That is exactly how it was sold to us. Yes. Tell everybody.
Okay.
I feel like we should let Katie tell the story. And then, D'Lo, you can go back and correct what was changed.
I strongly disagree that Katie should tell this story based off of what you just said, but go ahead.
Okay. We are driving home. I'm the passenger princess. And I say calmly, okay, I don't want you to be nervous. Listen to what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
There is a spider in the car, okay? And I point to it, and it is very close to the rearview mirror. He was brave. And I said, don't worry, babe. I got it.
Okay.
And I find a piece of paper in the car, and I go to extract said spider from the ceiling of the car.
Right.
Sadly, it was a slippery sucker, okay?
You missed?
I would say it jumped away.
What?
Okay.
Jump.
And
very
unfortunately, it fell somewhere on his side of the car.
Oh, my
You're
God.
You're the worst. I don't see how any of this is not the story.
Okay, can we
Here's what really happened.
Yes, D'Lo, your witness.
She doesn't say, don't be nervous. She goes, okay, don't freak out.
Oh, okay.
There's a spider in the car. And she doesn't point to it like, hey, there it is. She kind of nods her head to it like, nah, there it is. She's like, don't worry. I'll take care of it.
Right, yes.
She grabs some piece of paper or whatever and very calmly and gingerly, I guess, tries to extract the spider so it can continue to live, and she was going to put it out the window. I don't know what she was going to do.
Is that what your plan was?
I was just trying to get it.
But as she very slowly lifted that paper up to the ceiling, out of the corner of my eye, all I see is that spider just fall.
Oh, my God.
Baby,
huh?
Where did the spider go? I don't know.
We don't know.
It's still in the car?
Still in the car?
Yes.
How did you guys drive home?
Well, he also had a lot of concerns about, that's a spider from Brooks, California. We don't even know what kind of spider that is.
True. Right. That is true.
So, a couple things. Okay. First of all, D'Lo, I believe you.
Okay.
Okay?
You know what he screamed at me? You think you're part of PETA because I was trying to not kill the spider.
Because that's the other thing, okay? If you're going to go and try to extract a spider from a car that's moving, just kill it. Don't try to be humane, because what are you going to do? Let's say you do somehow have a tissue and you pinch the spider in a way that it's still alive.
Uh-huh.
Then what? You toss it out a window while going 50 miles an hour? That spider's not going to live. And even if it did, like D'Lo said, the spider has no idea where it is anymore.
He did say that. He goes, it's going to get out of the car in Rockland and not know where it is.
Right. If you're just joining us, by the way, on the phone is Katie's boyfriend, D'Lo, from ESPN and KSFM. Katie tried to kill him with a spider in the car.
No, I did not. No, I didn't. Now, I do have to tell you.
Well, there's a lot of evidence to point to the fact you did.
Right.
At one point... I told him I hope the spider bites him.
That's so mean.
Wow.
And he goes, you take it back.
Wow. Because here's the other part. Now that the spider is just in the car.
It is in the car
so
somewhere.
So, first of all, when you knock the spider down without getting it, that traumatized the spider.
Oh.
He wasn't going to do anything for the rest of that trip.
Okay.
Okay?
He was just going to hang?
But I get it. But he's now in the car.
Yep.
And he remembers.
Oh.
And he is going to take his revenge, probably on Damien.
Okay, babe, how does it make you feel that that spider is still in the car?
Well, how does it make you feel that I got to load the girls up into the car in a couple hours?
My God.
Katie, what's that? Yeah.
Great point.
You better get that
Imagine
spider.
Imagine Morgan coming back as Spider Woman.
Why?
Okay. Well, I'm sorry I did that to you. I was trying to save your life. I'll never do it again.
I don't think you are.
We're glad you're alive, though. And check out D'Lo on KSFM and ESPN.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
This is about a Burger King lawsuit that is moving forward. Everybody will be interested in this, and I think it's going to have repercussions no matter what direction the outcome of this trial is. Let me explain what's happening. Burger King is facing a false advertising lawsuit regarding the size of the Whopper. Now, Kevin, you are our fast food correspondent.
Yes.
Before I even go further with the details of this, is the Whopper smaller?
Definitely smaller.
I agree.
Yeah?
The patty,
yeah.
It is definitely smaller.
All right. 19 customers from 13 states are suing Burger King, claiming that the Whopper and other menu items are advertised with 35% more meat than what is actually on the sandwich.
Mm.
Now, while Burger King they filed a motion to dismiss this silly lawsuit.
Well, but that's okay.
A Florida judge denied their motion.
See, the first thing I think that is normal to do is just file a motion to dismiss.
Right.
Because
this is
maybe.
Silly. Right.
Well, also just like, let's cross our fingers and hope it works.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Know?
Yeah. The Burger King insists, quote, the flame-grilled beef patties portrayed in our advertising are the same patties used in the millions of burgers that we serve to guests across the
U.S.
No,
they're not. They are not. Because let me tell you a story.
Okay.
A Burger King employee even said, because, you know, my order for a Whopper, I get it plain, so it's just meat and cheese. The Burger King employee said that just order a cheeseburger because it's the same patty as the Whopper. And I was all like, bitch, what are you talking about? And then they said it's the same size. It's just cooked differently.
How long ago did this happen?
Like, I don't know, 2 months ago.
Kevin!
I know. No. I was telling them because she was trying to save me money because
right.
I was all like,
I love when they do that.
I don't like all the other stuff for a Whopper. I just want the patty and the cheese.
Katie
and
always
the meat.
Says, get it on the side.
Right.
Yeah.
They're charging the same amount.
Right, yeah.
She said,
because they don't make it less expensive because you do less food.
Right.
Yeah. She said, just do the cheeseburger. It'll taste the same.
So
I was like, what?
You should tell this class action suit.
I don't want to get involved because then she'll get in fire. And I didn't get sent a class action
lawsuit. I got to tell you something. If she gets fired from Burger King, she's going to be okay. That's not a career stop. You know what I mean?
If you've got thoughts on this, you can text them in 916-909-1065. or call us as well.
Now, as Morning Whopper people.
Now, explain what that means.
Well, it means, so, you know how, like, at McDonald's, you can't get a Big Mac till 10 a.m.?
Yeah, nobody knows why.
Nobody knows why. And honestly, thank God you can't, because if you could, I'd be a menace.
We'd have problems.
Anyways, but what you can do is you can get a Whopper any time of day.
Yeah.
If they're open, it's Whopper time.
Right.
So sometimes we have a hankering and we send Kevin and we go and we eat Whoppers at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Sure what do. Some people would consider like breakfast, to us, it's not.
No,
when you wake up, when we wake up, 9, even 8 is lunchtime for us. So, okay.
Also, we don't subscribe to breakfast standards.
That's true.
Just because it's a certain time of day.
Right.
Don't try to trick me into thinking that a pancake doesn't have the word cake in it.
Right. Exactly.
So stop.
That's why we don't call them breakfast Whoppers. We call them morning Whoppers.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. So, okay. So you're right. We are a little bit seasoned, pun intended,
well,
on this subject. Rough. But he is our fast food correspondent.
That is true. Uh-huh.
And do you think...
And he's got a boots on the ground.
Yeah,
that's true.
I'm in the field.
Kevin, do you think that Burger King's going to lose this lawsuit?
Definitely.
If you're just joining us, Burger King's getting sued that the Whopper... That's the other thing. The if you're going to call your burger the Whopper, you better be whopping.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're the Burger King whimper. If it's a teeny tiny little burger.
And I, because I'm a tiny little lady, sometimes when we do morning Whoppers, I do a junior Whopper.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you, the size ain't that different.
Right.
So hold on a
second. She's not that junior.
This is going to sound fat.
Fatter than the other things we just said?
Hold on.
Okay.
Hear me out. I think we should... Send Kevin to Burger King right now.
Listen, I'm so glad you're saying
for
it.
For a Whopper Junior and a Whopper.
Okay. Then we
research
can,
purposes.
For research purposes.
Yes, research purposes.
Yeah, right. I agree.
And we should just do some measuring.
It's not because we're chunky.
No.
It's because we're inquisitive.
Yes.
We're looking out for the consumer.
Yes.
This is practically the wake-up call consumer reports.
Right.
Doing the big work, the heavy lifting.
Do we have some sort of like do
No, but we should
music?
Get it.
Okay,
yeah, I think you
that.
Just did it.
Okay, got it. Yeah. Grab that.
All right, so we're going to do some research. We'll get back to you on this. All right? And listen, like any scientists, cuz we are scientists, if you got to do an experiment more than once, we got to do it more than once.
Well, you need a control.
God. Yeah, look at her big brain,
wow,
ladies and gentlemen.
Who went to ARC for 2 months?
That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's wake-up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it up.
Online therapy. Try it. Because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. Betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.